Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit 1 per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey you, it's me,
your inner fox.
I'm here to help you get your fox on. What's that? You want to show us a foxy growl? Go on, let it out. On 1, 2, 3... Foxy.
Thanks, inner fox. For more Foxy fun, get yourself to Foxy Bingo. 18 plus T's and C's apply. Take time to think.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. To catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you've ever thought of escaping, now is the time with the new all-electric Ford Explorer. You could be heading to a ferry, across to France. By lunchtime, you could be eating mussels in Calais. It's better than being stuck in the morning traffic on the motorway. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Ford dealer today and start your great escape. The new all-electric Ford Explorer, now available to order. Ford, bring on tomorrow.
Hello, 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 and hello. Welcome back to another special episode. We're back to get more gossip straight from the villa, straight into your eardrums. And today we are joined with Tink and Gabby. Yay! How are you girls doing today?
Oh, feeling great.
Good. Excited to be here. Mm. Thanks for having us.
How have you found it since you've been out?
Crazy, whirlwind.
It has been wild.
I literally only spoke to my brother for the first time yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, just been so busy.
I've been out like 2 minutes, but like forever at the same time.
Mm. But it's a week today, isn't it, that we got back?
Oh, it's a week?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so about to gauge on the time.
Same. Yeah. Especially on that show, because it's like I knew someone who was going in and she... She left and it was 2 weeks later. I was like, where the fuck is this bitch? And then she turns up and I'm like, wait, I'm so lost on time. And then she was like, it showed on this day when you came in. And she was like, I was in there 4 days before that to the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, the timelines on Love Island confuses me so much.
Because I think we went in on the Thursday or the Friday, and then we came out on the Monday, but then the episode didn't air of us leaving until the Thursday.
Oh, so you had to be stuck in.
That makes sense.
Because I remember back in the day, they always used to get leaked at the airport when people were
dying. That's why they don't do it anymore.
Don't let us out,
And you want to do is have your phone and because you know you're out and
I just want to be home now, can't be bothered with it anymore.
Yeah, I can imagine. You'd just be like, what the fuck is the point of being in this country?
Foxy.
Can you do anything once you've left? No,
literally in a holding villa. You've got you get a couple of chaperones, security.
Yeah, you have to do some filming for After Sun and stuff like that.
Watch some post villa videos,
some press and things.
Interesting.
Were you guys in a villa to get? Was all the cast or more people in the, when you guys
girls
left?
And boys.
Oh, girls and boys were separate.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see.
That's interesting.
Right.
I don't know if it's different for if you're a couple and you come out together.
That.
You could probably be in holding together, but obviously because us cast of girls and cast of boys hadn't met each other, it'd be a bit weird to be like, here you go.
And what you couldn't what's the villa consist of? Does it have a swimming pool and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Then.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's chill.
It was like a mansion.
We were actually in Ty's holding villa that he was in before he went in. thing. Okay. And we were like, of course Ty would get this mansion of a villa.
Yeah. Oh, wait, really? He got the whole thing?
Yeah, to himself.
Wow. It was literally massive. Like, had like a massive drive and then like this massive pool that like overlooked the sea.
Oh my God. It had its own like little fire pit as well, like really? In the lounge, like a little like sunken wood burner and whatnot.
It was insane.
Bougie. They got budget.
It was quite fun that you guys got to do that together then, like on the second part, like it was like a girls' holiday at the end, off camera.
Yeah.
How long were you like in the holding before you went in?
I was about a week and a half. You were long.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I was about a month. I thought I was an original. So
oh my God.
They were going to put me in as an original. And then they obviously like changed their mind. And they're like, okay, you're going to be early bombshell. So I was like, okay. So I was just waiting. And then they just kept coming in and saying like, time's not right yet. I was like, okay. And then like, lo and behold, Casa came and they were like, okay, like we're doing Casa, like John do Casa. And I was like, no. So then I flew home and I was like, I'll think about it. And then I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, just do it. So then I came back and then I did Casa.
Oh,
so I had a journey and a half before I even got there.
So when they offered you Casa and you flew home, was it like, it's either Casa or you're going home and not being on the show? Or were or was it like, we might fly you back later on?
No, it was, well, they wanted me to do Casa, but I just like, because I'd been like through the motions of thinking I was going to be an OG and then an early bombshell and then a bombshell Casa. Like it is shit. Like no one wants to do Casa. Do you know what I mean? So it was just like a bit of a kick in the teeth. I was just like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Especially when the process starts so early.
Yeah.
You've been waiting what, since like February to start the process.
Yeah.
And you just die in to get in.
Yeah.
But that's what I was thinking. Like we were saying that people seem so much more like normal now, like in terms of like, that Casa is like you guys saying like you don't want to go into Casa and like you didn't really want to do Casa. And stuff. Like you're not that type of like bitchy girl to me, I'm taking your man.
It's hard, no one wants to be that girl.
And like, especially because we all got on as the six girls, like as Casa girls. We, from the moment we met each other, we just gelled. And like, obviously there was the triangle with you and Sammy. Me and Amber were in a little triangle with Sammy on the first day. And because we all got on so well, it was so hard.
Yeah.
Like the first night we like, they were like, oh, you've got to, you know, ask which boy you want to be in bed with. And obviously me and Amber both wanted to be in bed with Sammy. But not, we didn't want to be like a bitch to either of us. So it was just, it was hard. It was really tough.
Intense. You have to be a beg.
Yeah, you've got to be a beg.
Really?
Did they ever explain to you why it was like not the vibe? Because they kept being like, it's not the right time for you. But it's like, bitch, what? Why is it not right? Like,
I mean,
why is it wrong?
I personally think it's because of Ella. I think because we were so similar looking. I think it was probably a toss up between the pair of us to start. And then every day they ask you your top three, and so like obviously I'm giving him my top three and then they gauge like who they want to put in from that. So to start off with, my very first top three was like Tyreek, Andre, Mitch, I think.
Okay, yeah.
And then like obviously Andre left and like Ty was in there for like a while, but then when he started to get serious with LA, it was kind of like Scott, Mitch and Zach for a time. So yeah, I think they're just like, I wasn't slotting in anywhere. Really.
Mine changed every day.
Really?
Yeah. Every episode I was like, oh yeah, I'll have him.
Just get me in. Yeah. I'll take anyone. Yeah. Did it not drive you up the wall watching it and not being able to know what everyone else is saying?
God,
like I'd need Twitter like on the side of it. Like having to watch the episodes would be like,
I had my phone, because I was out there for so long, I had my phone for like 3 weeks of the 4 weeks.
Oh really? That's good.
So I didn't have like,
were you allowed to use social media or just like use it for the contact?
I was researching. I was digging. Yeah. I knew everything about everyone before I went in there. Like, I made sure I knew.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Right, okay, let's take it back to before Love Island. How did you guys come about going on the show? Were you scouted? Did you apply? Were you...
Yeah, so I was approached, I think it was like end of December, start of January, got a message through Instagram. And it's really funny, I was at work at the time and I was just strolling down the office and I was like, I said to my best friend, because I worked for her as well, I was like, oh, I've had like Love Island message me, but I don't think I'm going to reply. And she was like, oh, he's popped out of her head. What do you mean you're not going to reply? Reply even. And then it just sort of like went back and forth. It was a whole process. You know what the process is like. It's so long. And then they kind of messaged me. Was like, yeah, we want you in, but you need to be available from this day. Had to buy books. So I was like, oh, can't do that. So I think they did want me as an OG, but because I was like, no, I'm going to Dubai for my birthday. Mm-hmm. They were like, okay, that's fine. We'll do you as a late arrival then. And then they just probably like twice a week, they kept asking me my top three. And then it kind of got to a point that I knew it was going to be Casa without them saying.
Right.
Because you know when Casa
Yeah, you could feel it
so
coming.
So by the time like you've had like your little isolation period with your chaperone, like you can work out it's going to be that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I was approached in 2020 to do that series. And so I did interviews then, and then obviously it was COVID, so it never happened. And then they approached me again when they brought it back for 2021. And I did like the interviews then, and then it didn't really go anywhere. Like, they just didn't get back to us. Mm-hmm. And then I got a message on Instagram again this year. And like, I didn't think I was going to get it. I was like, I'm just going to keep saying yeah to like every process. Yeah. And just because obviously I never applied. It wasn't anything that I wanted to do.
It wasn't deep. It was just a bit of fun on the side.
Yeah, literally. So I just, yeah, just went with the process and ended up on it. Yeah.
How much time did you find out, like, from the moment where it's like you're going on to like the point where like you're on a plane? Because it's like I would be stressed about fucking now I need to go to the gym. Yeah. I need to buy all these outfits. Like, how much time did they give you for that?
Oh, I had 3 days.
Oh my God, that would actually drive me up the fucking wall.
No, yeah, way. So they rang me on the Monday, and I flew out on the Thursday.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So how did you get all your stuff, or did you just...
Luckily, I brought loads for Dubai. So I'd still everything was still packed pretty much. Back, so I didn't really have to sort much.
Yeah.
It was kind of like, I rang work, sorry, I'm going to be gone on Thursday, see ya.
Oh, really? And what, are you going to go back?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Oh my God. Sorry if you're listening.
I haven't told you yet,
but you know now.
No, I would have been stressed. I had like about a month that I knew, because had to go down for like the OG press day and do like the pictures.
Oh my God.
I did like an intro video.
Did they use the
like
same
that.
Pic from the...
Yeah, okay. So I already had my picture and stuff like that. So I had quite a long time to prepare, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, she had all the clothes and all
And then when you are told that you're like now going in, did you know it was Casa Amor when they like first bring you out, or was it like not until you're like outside the villa, it's like there's five other girls here, it was like, oh fuck, it's Casa Amor?
No, they tell you like before, like yeah. So obviously they told me, and then I was like, no, I'm gonna go home, and then I came back. So I knew for like week before that it was gonna be Casa.
How long were you at home for then?
I went home for like 3 or 4 days.
Oh, right, okay. And then you just rung them back up being like, wait, actually guys, can you book me a flight back?
Yeah. Honestly, it was so intense.
But it's so boring here, I want to go back.
Literally, I was like, because basically, like when I was in Holden for like 4 weeks, I literally was in like 2 different villas and a hotel. So I had obviously be in quarantine. So I had a bit of a break, and I went to a hotel and was like by the beach and stuff, went to Palma for a bit. And then I came back and went back into quarantine. And then he was like, okay, it's going to be Casa. And I was like, he was like, you can go back to a hotel and be free again and then come back into quarantine, do another 5 days. And I was like, I cannot do that.
Yeah,
like,
it's true,
I was like,
yeah.
I need to just go home, be with my family, speak to them, and like think about what I'm going to do.
Yeah, especially because you're like actually isolated. Do you know what I mean?
It's just you and chaperone for 4 weeks.
Really?
Like it's heavy. Do you know what I mean?
4 weeks is a long time as well. That's amazing.
And so, it feels like the days must have felt so long, because it's just like, oh my God, like when is something coming? It's like when you're waiting for news and everything feels so slow.
Anticipation, and like they'd like literally be like, okay, like we're going to come, take your phone off you, and like this is going to be it. Like get your outfits, like options ready. And I'm like, okay.
Psych.
And they're like, they come and then they're like, oh, it's not time yet. And I'm like, oh,
you must have felt so like when you were actually like on the way.
The emotions are just high and low, like up and down. Like before you even get into the villa, you're already like stressed.
Yeah. So, what point did you realize that Molly was also coming with you?
Oh, that was so funny.
When we literally got there,
we
got to the main, because obviously we didn't know we were going to be main villa either. We didn't know where we were going to be, Casa Villa or main villa.
Yeah.
So, then we pulled up, we saw the big heart. We're like, sick, we're in main villa. At least we get to experience this if we're like on a flight home in 4 days, whatever it is.
We got in our cars, and then it was me, you and Amber in the car.
And these two went, and I was going, what have I missed? And like the chaperones were going, just face forward. I'm thinking, oh, my jammer's in that. Oh my God, my jammer.
Yeah.
And then obviously when we pulled up, literally the villa was like 10 seconds away. Got out and we clocked ourselves. So, oh, so that's what you were shocked at.
Yeah. As soon as we're seeing Molly, I was like, right, Zach's.
Yeah, you were like, Zach's off the list.
That's what I was about to say. Were you annoyed, not annoyed like at her, but just annoyed about the situation where it's like, for fuck's sake, like obviously Zach's not going to care now?
I mean, it wasn't annoying because I was like, I'm still going to chat to him. And I said that to her. I was like, I'm still going to pull him for a chat and just see anyways. But like, I didn't think that anything would come
as soon as you like are in there with the pair of them and you can see how real and genuine they're feeling. Are for each other. You can't be annoyed, you literally can't because they're guys.
You two are two nice people for Casa Amor. Like, you should not have
been.
Sorry, Molly.
There was just no point. Like, especially no one would have had a chance.
Right, yeah, it's like a bit almost embarrassed.
Like, if you would have tried, then he's just so Molly, Molly, Molly. There was just no point.
Did anyone try?
No, we had like a few chats
with
him.
Yeah, we had a few chats with him.
Don't get me wrong, all of like we got on with him well. Like I'll defo speak to him when he's out on a friendship level. But I think because Molly got taken away from him, not by his choice, it was kind of like, I don't want to risk her going again. So we just sort of like, they just picked up where they left off.
Did you speak to her much in there then?
We were really, us two, we were really close with her. She gave us like bracelets, we all wear them on our ankles, like the Casa Girls. Because I think like, she gets on with the OG girls, but she just said like, she didn't click with them as much as us. So... she was gutted when we were
Because how long was she in
quite
for the...
Quite a while.
Yeah, quite a
it's
while.
It's like 3 and a bit weeks, was it?
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. And loads of people on Twitter have been like, oh, well, actually, even like us ourselves watching it, it's like she seems a lot different now she's in, like compared to what she was before. But it might just be the way that producers are editing it. But like, do you think she's like taken on public information and changed like her character a little bit?
I don't think she has. I think that it's because... before she was still like going through the motions of like getting to know people and like dealing with the drama, and now she's come back and like instantly her and Zach are settled. There's like there's no need for the drama anymore. Like they're just happy to just chill.
I do think she would have obviously looked like
I asked her and she did say that like she did have a little bit of a look, but obviously it was negative, so she just
That's the thing, like, I would be looking, I'll probably
I still do it now, like, legit, in the car.
I'm like, what are you looking at? She was like, oh, I do it every day.
So I was like, oh, Shein version of Ella. I was like, great.
I'll take it.
I'll take it.
But yeah, I do think she's obviously had a little look, but I just think she's happy to be back.
Yeah, it's sort of more just like you don't care like as much the second time round.
She hasn't got to cause any drama or anything. Yeah. She's gone in for Zach and that's it. Yeah.
And she's got it, so.
Fair enough. She's cool.
Right, let's get on to the boys.
Yeah.
The boys.
You told us about your top three. You said Zach.
Yeah.
And did he surprise you in person? Or did anyone like surprise you in person?
Yeah, was anyone better looking in real life?
Sammy.
Really?
Everyone's
Sammy
tall as well, isn't he?
Everyone.
He's
literally
so tall. Like, TV makes him look short.
I didn't fucking realise he was 6'4".
I think he's taller than Zach, you know.
No, honestly.
Oh, is Zach really tall?
6'5".
Yeah.
Whoa.
Literally, one of the days, I was obviously in flats, I'm only 5 foot. He, like, stooped down and was like, fucking hell, your point of view of life's different than mine.
Damn.
But I thought for some reason, like on the TV, Tyreek comes across as the tallest.
No.
But then like we had Mal in and she was like, Tyreek's like one of the shorter ones. Like,
he is.
Montel and Ty are probably the shortest, I'd say.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I just think Tyreek gives such a big energy, like tall energy.
Yeah, but I guess
if you're like confident like that, you just assume that someone's tall.
But
yeah, Sammy surprised me the most. He's got good chat. He made us all feel welcome the first day, didn't he? And he's so much better looking in real life.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
He's unreal. Yeah.
Yeah. Like on the TV, I was like, oh, I don't fancy him. And then I saw him, I was like, whoa.
He knows that he's got it though. You can tell.
Oh, he gives everyone the set. That's why I dropped myself out on,
because he was literally having chats with all us girls and saying the exact same thing to all of us.
He was like puppet master. He had us all on strings on the first night.
He did.
He's so young as well to be doing that. That's so impressive.
A 22-year-old lad got a 26-year-old girl on string. Like, yeah,
that's what I was about to say. If he was like a late 20s person, I'd be like, oh, he's such a fuckboy. But like, because of that age, I just have to applaud. Having the game that good at this age, it's like, that's a skill. Like, it's not even a bad trait.
It actually is, honestly.
So did you have a game plan going in? Obviously, like, you had to kind of, must have had to, like, adjust quickly because you were supposed to be an OG.
Yeah.
So did you have to quickly think, like, cool, like, this is what I'm going to do? Or?
I think you've obviously got to go in with, like, someone in mind that you do want to focus on. But I did really just want to make sure that I chatted to everyone. Because you just don't know what people are like in person.
I think when you're talking about, like, your top threes, when they ask you each day, you're aware of, like, who's more open than others. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? But... like Montel wasn't in my top three.
No.
Like, you can't, meeting them in real life, you can have a perception of them and then you speak to them. Yeah. Like, I really thought I was going to get on with Mitch. I had 1 4-minute conversation with him and that was it.
Right.
That was it. I was like, no.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can go in and think you're going to really get on with somebody mm-hmm. because you're just going off 45 minutes that you see a day. Mm-hmm. And it's then when you're spending 24 there, hours with them, it's completely
Yeah, because like
different.
Everyone's like habits and things like that as well must be like just a bit like, oh, you do that?
Well, even as like a Casa girl, I would, if I was to like be going in, I would be thinking of like, right, who's the most of it? I just want to make sure like I get into the villa. Like I'd have a way more of like a,
I think that's why
more
everyone,
stress in your head than you would do just going in as a bombshell.
I think everyone had Mitch in their top three, didn't they?
Just
because you know, he'd been
in there for four weeks.
Yeah. He'd not had a relationship.
Oh, right.
It's the way to get
you
in.
You know, like if whoever's with Mitch, whoever Mitch likes, you're in.
Yeah.
But we literally had both one conversation and both was like, nah, I don't even care. I don't even care if that's my ticket into the villa. I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Is he very energetic?
Do you know what? He openly says, but he's just too much about the game. Like,
he says, what? Mitch?
Yeah.
About the game. As in
fucking like
show.
Noughts and crosses, because what game? Like, I.
Oh, about like, the show.
Like, yeah.
About
the show. Like, I thought you meant like flirty games.
No.
Wanting to win.
He just like. Everything he says and does is for the show.
Yeah.
Really? And he's open about that.
Like, oh, yeah. He'll say. He
So what do you think about him and Abby then? Like, do you think that's... Because, like, we're now seeing that Abby's, like, kind of leaning more towards Scott, kind of. Like, do you think... she read that from Mitch? Or do you think they were genuine?
I'm unsure on the whole... I don't know which way she's going to go.
Abby didn't mind Scott when we were in there all together.
Really?
She had a conversation with him.
But she only really spoke to Mitch anyway.
Yeah.
And I think you knew from the first day that... She was sound. She knew she was in with Mitch. Like,
is that what she thinks? Is that what like you want to do? She wanted to do really was get into the main villa.
I mean, yeah, that's what
I think everyone wants to do that. But on the other hand, she is the female version of him. Like, you can't get a word in edgeways with either of them.
Really?
I don't know how they have a conversation. because both of them,
they both just gob on there.
I love her to bits, but she can talk. Bless her.
Yeah, I think she'll go back to Mitch. To be honest, I'll see her and Scott. Progressing.
And are there multiple people who are like open about like the game like that? Because in my head, I would think that like everyone was like sort of stressed that they're being filmed all the time and they don't want to like speak about something that could be put out and make them look bad.
No, I'm surprised at the opposite of how people literally do not care about that and just do things and move mad. And I'm like, you're forgetting you're actually on screen and everything you're saying is being recorded. Like, you can't.
But I guess like producers wouldn't want to put that in because then it just like makes the show look fake.
Yeah,
so it's like you can kind of openly speak about that.
So what was like one of the weirdest things that you saw someone do that you were just like, shit?
It was just one of the things that Mitch, like, I don't care. But he like, we were in a conversation, can't remember what he exactly said. It was when we were playing Truth or Dare and he said something like controversial and he was like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. And then like looks up to the cameras and it's like, but you're just saying because he wants.
Yeah.
Do you know, like when you're saying things because you want the airtime, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Speaking about Scott, I've got to ask: is there something about him that we are not seeing? Because what is this passive aggressiveness to him?
We're confused.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's not anything that's like, oh my god, he's like got bad energy in person, or like.
I think he's one of the sweetest boys, isn't it? All the boys and the OG girls. I don't think, because in the Casa there was nothing.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's something to do with like Catherine and the OGs having Catherine's back. Like, I don't know. But the only thing I would say that's probably different with the boys and Scott is that they're very laddie, love the banter. And that's whereas Scott's a bit more like, not timid, but just like a bit more reserved and chill.
Yeah. That's what you were saying. That's like why you like, well, people do like him because like he is more like chill. And you all see him like around the girls and stuff like that as well, don't you?
Yeah, like as far as we're aware, he's done nothing specifically wrong. Mm. He's just a really nice guy.
Yeah, so we're just like, we need to know what's happening. What have we missed?
Yeah, literally, we've missed something as well. Like,
yeah.
Do you think they are quite cliquey then? Like,
oh,
the boys, really?
Yeah, there's such a divide in there. Like, I've never seen a group girl debrief.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like they all separate every morning.
Yeah.
So do you think the girls who went in, obviously Molly was in there before, but Amber and Abby are probably like a bit like, I missed the Casa girls.
Yeah.
Because we got on like a house on fire. Yeah. Even Molly said like, it's so different.
Yeah.
And you can see, like now being in it, you can see watching, like you can see the divide of the girls.
Yeah. Because when we had Mao on, she said like the girls were really welcoming. But then again, she was like one of the first bombshells, wasn't she? Kind of. So.
I kind of think also it's like if you come in on your own, like as one,
you
like you
be
can't
included.
Be rude to just, but if it's like a group of people, it's like, oh, we can just leave them to get on.
It's true.
Because they'll probably see it as, oh, well, Abby and Amber have got each other and Molly, because Molly was in Casa, mm-hmm. we can sort of like stick right. to our yeah. group kind of thing.
Yeah, and we spoke to the Casa boys and they said there was a divide between the girls when they were in Casa.
Really?
Oh, yeah, okay. they said it was kind of like Katie and Leah and sometimes Jess and then
the other,
like,
girls.
The other girls.
But you could
yeah.
see that last night when Catherine got dumped. It was only the four of them.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
You know, yeah. that's the most awkward thing. You just see the other girls in the background, like, what shall I do here?
What about the boys? Was there a divide of the boys with, like, because also there was that time where it's like, Scott pulled everyone around the fire pit and everybody went yeah. off on him and yeah. the boys went off. So it's like, was there? Could you feel a divide with the boys as well as the girls?
I just don't think boys are as bitchy as girls, yeah. are they? Yeah, I think like they can have like a. They'll hash it out and then 10 minutes they're like laughing and joking again, aren't they?
Literally.
They're not like girls.
And then considering when we went in, we hadn't watched that episode, so like we didn't really know that that had happened. Like,
and you wouldn't have told. About
it, but you wouldn't have, yeah, understood. No. So you wouldn't have been able to
I'd probably say, if I had to say, the three closest would be Ty, Sammy and Zach.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they're the three.
Because Zach goes on, like, him and Mitch are like, well, Mitch, is it Mitch or is it Zach that says like they're like the bestest friends in there? And like,
and they're not.
Yeah.
I would say they're like frenemies, to be honest.
Right. Yeah. Like, yeah, you keep your friends just, close and your yeah, enemies close.
Literally, yeah. I think they have the most beef between them. Yeah. Like, right. like Mitch has always stepped on Zach's toes.
Mm. Yeah, because they spoke about it recently as well.
Yeah.
And what, in terms of the girls, who do you think like you'd be most close to? In like, if you were to go into the main villa?
Probably Jess. Mm. I think even like at the recoupling, she was the only one that really like turned to us. I was like, you're right, girls. Yeah, you're beautiful, true. Kind yeah, of thing. Yeah, yeah. Like, all the others weren't really that bothered. Mm. Yeah, I think Jess is more like one of the girls yeah. that I'd surround myself with on the outside.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Speaking about people playing a game, I am convinced, my own personal conspiracy, don't worry, I won't tie you guys to it, that Tyreek is playing a massive game with Ella and he has no interest in Ella. No. I need to know, can you, when you met Tyreek and when you spoke about Ella, were you like, this is giving game or
no,
is this giving genuine?
He is the ultimate lover boy. He's in love.
Really?
Yeah. He is in yeah. love.
I
he
don't
is.
Believe it.
I mean, like, watching Castle and Moore, like, I can't see, I can just see him playing a game.
I just no. like, I'm seeing him, he's in the first week out, he's in Tape London 3 nights a week.
I mean, we have, to be fair, we have said, me and Ty, like one of our conversations, because it didn't get aired, like me and, we had, like, and to be fair, you as well, you had conversations with Ty.
Yeah.
We were literally like, we were talking about the same music that we like, and he was like, right, when we get out, Tape London.
Here's the Tape London scene. I've had his heart mark since day one.
That is
no,
true.
He is genuinely obsessed with the girl.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, do you know what? It shows, because he was so adamant that he was done. But
yeah.
he has gone straight
back. He's gone back,
to,
yeah. But that's yeah. what made me feel like he's playing a game, because I'm just like, oh, you know these Love Island scripts too well. Mess up a cast and get back together. Yeah. It's a love story.
He could have had any of the yeah. girls in there. Yeah. Trust me, he could.
Right.
He could have yeah. any
I
of the girls.
I think we all gave it a good go with them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you expecting Ella to come back with someone?
No.
Really? Oh my God. My jaw's still on the floor.
Yeah. I dropped to the floor. My hands are in my head.
Really?
I literally gasped yeah. out loud.
Really?
Yeah, it was horrific. It. Especially because we just heard Ty's speech.
Yeah, yeah. The energy
and
must
and
have
like,
been...
oh, I was just heartbroken for
yeah.
him.
Because yeah. you obviously, like, it sounds like you guys got on really well.
Yeah. yeah.
But sure, did you not think something was up when they were up last? They were the last people.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And then, like, yeah, when he was speaking, no.
I was
when,
just like waiting for the reunion. Like, yeah. But then I did start to look at, like,
has it gone
and
on?
Catherine,
yeah.
And they just looked like
the girls gave it away. When Ty was speaking, I was just watching Whitney's face and she was just
yeah,
looking
you yeah. could tell then. I was like, oh my God, no, I'm getting a bad feeling. Like, yeah. what's going to happen? And then we could like see the shadows before we seen them.
Yes. Right.
And then when I seen two shadows, I was like, oh my fucking God. It was like live Gogglebox. I
yeah.
was like, oh my God, this is
And that was why I was so glad we were in the main villa, because we got
yeah,
to see the whole thing.
Yeah. yeah, that's so true. Because then the boys just walking
yeah,
again, say hi.
Like, yeah,
they missed the whole
yeah.
drama.
So true.
Yeah.
You get to watch the whole fucking show.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, just
literally.
Sat in the back room for 3 hours.
Yeah,
I'm out.
Literally.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Were you allowed to tell any of them how the outside was reacting as well?
No. So you get told that before you go in. Like, oh, really? You're not allowed to tell anyone.
I really wanted to tell him about the submarine.
I was dying
to be like, you don't know about the submarine.
So as in all news, like, you can't...
Can't talk about anything.
So, like, say if the Queen died, you wouldn't be able to tell them?
No.
Nothing.
Oh.
Do you think that they have, like, an idea of, like, how they're being perceived themselves?
Have they asked, don't they? Like, Scott asked, like, how many followers have I got...
Oh. Scott.
Yeah. And it was like, has this been shown? Has that been shown? So I think they try and see. Mm.
I think they have an idea, because I had a conversation with Zach and he was like, I feel like the public haters. And I was like, don't think like that, because you don't know that. Yeah. Like, obviously, I was thinking in my head, Zach a liar, but
And then obviously, movie night's coming up as well. So they're talking, they're like, oh. Oh, just to let you know, I might have said this about you. So they're trying to get it off their conscience.
Wait, they knew that movie night was coming.
You kind of know after Casa movie night.
Oh, yeah.
So like when you're in there, you're trying to think. You can see them trying to rack their brains about everything that they've said or done.
It's funny you say that, because I always thought that the way the boys are moving, I've said this on the podcast before, that they like don't even know when Casa's coming, because I'm like, you should be groveling. Like, if you feel like Casa is on its way, you should be groveling with the girl that you're coupled
up with. I think because obviously the girls went the night before, so they went straight after Neo, didn't they? Obviously, we didn't even know.
So
when we got in there, and Ty was like, Neo was here last night.
Like,
but obviously, because the girls hadn't come back, they obviously knew it was Casa at that point. And then when you're in Casa, everyone knows Casa gets put on movie night, so you just know it's coming.
True, true, yeah.
Right, Sammy.
Sammy.
A nice boy? Because we've had lots of rumors through the mill that hasn't been the nicest to Jess. Obviously in the main villa when you weren't there and everything, but like when you were speaking to him, did he come across like a nice boy, or were you a bit like, you got like a little bit of toxicity around you?
Do you know what? I wouldn't say that he wasn't a nice boy. Like, he was a nice boy. He didn't say anything to me personally, anything bad or nasty about anyone or Jess.
That's good.
But obviously I have heard things that he said, and like, I do think even just from watching them from the beginning, like, he hasn't really like been the nicest to her, and he's never really expressed like how much he fancies her, he does, and like all this.
So do you think he's still open to like wanting to get to very much so, is he?
No. I think he's done
I think
now.
He'll stick with Jess now.
Only because I feel like they know they're coming to the end now. Yeah. So it's like, you kind of need to like wrap it up.
Yeah. That's what I was about to say. Do you think it's a bit of him sticking with Jess is a bit of a game plan? Because it's like, he's like, we've heard from so many people that he's saying all this stuff, and he had you and Amber and brought even Amber back and is still going back to Jess. Like, it's a bit like, if you're saying all these things and you're having options and people interested, like, it's not adding, the math ain't mathing.
The math ain't mathing.
And also, so like, Jess did like force him into this. Like, she literally said, it's me or Amber, or I'm stepping out. And it's like, if she didn't give him that ultimatum, we'd probably still be chatting to Amber. So,
and do you know what he is? He's so good at getting himself out of sticky situations. Right, like, there was a conversation that I had after the whole two kissing situation, because I was very vocal in there about that I didn't agree that he needed to kiss them both to get clarity, like getting clarity. I was like, what is this all about?
Yeah.
Come on.
So schoolboy.
So childish. So
that's
I pulled him for a chat and I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I have been slagging you off. Like, I'm going to tell you to your face. Like, this is what I've been saying. And then when he was explaining to me why he done it, I was sat there and I was like, oh yeah, actually. And then I come out of the conversation, I was like, wait, hang on a minute. How has he just wiggled his way out of this? Like,
yeah, he's good with his words.
He's really good with his words.
Did him and Amber have good chemistry? Like, could you actually see them working or not really?
No.
I had better.
Do you know what? Fancied, like, Gabby more.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He shipped Amber out of his bed. He'd already said yes to Amber and then was like, actually, Gabby, I want you in my bed instead.
So why do you think, like, he ended up choosing Amber?
Because they had more conversations. Right. Like, after the whole like night with the kisses and stuff like that, I actually didn't speak to her much after that, to be honest. I had like one conversation with them. And then
she was just laying it on
and
a bit
then,
more.
Yeah, she was like, she was pulling him like every 5 minutes, and it just got to the point where I was like, I can't be asked anymore. Like, I can't beg it.
I'm stepping out.
Yeah, I was like, I'm done.
Sometimes you have to look at yourself and just be like,
look in the mirror. This is not you. Yeah, look at me.
Yeah, it's hard. And like, obviously, sometimes we'd like get up and like try to have a conversation, like, or go to speak to someone, and then you'll get called to the beach or whatever. Yeah. And it's just like a bit embarrassing where they can see you've tried to get up and speak to them and then you've been pulled away. And that happened to me a couple of times, let's just say that. So it's just, yeah, it just got to the point where I was like, have him.
Honestly.
Yeah.
He had to couple up, right? Because a lot of people were like, why did he even bring Amber back when he wanted Jess?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to ask.
I think he had to, because in his speech, he kind of said about being single. So I don't know for sure, but I think he was told that you have to couple up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because Whitney coupled up when she was single.
So
I think he had to.
He had to.
I think if he didn't have to, he wouldn't have brought
anyone.
I agree.
No.
I see. Montel.
Oh, God.
Your turn.
Yeah, your turn now.
You're in the hot seat.
Was there anything more that we didn't... I mean, we saw quite a lot of it, to be fair. I'd probably say it was the main sort of storyline of Casa. It was you and Montel. But was there any sort of thing that, like, he said to you or any sort of action that he did which you came out and you were like, why the fuck wasn't that showing?
We just spent a lot of time together. Mm. So, like, I've seen loads of comments, oh, you had two conversations and you reacted like that. I definitely didn't react like that after two conversations.
Yeah, people don't realise, like, how much is actually cut. Like, we were in there for like 4 or 5 days and they've shown like two.
Yeah.
And don't forget, they've got to show two villas as well, not just one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But we spent a lot of time with each other. Like, the girls were each other, Tink, where have you been all day? And I'm like, maybe we want that. But I think for me, it's just, he instigated a lot of
okay.
You know, with Cassie, you kind of think like you have to graft the boys. Mm-hmm. Like, we had one good conversation, and then from that, it was like he was very much on me. Like, don't get me wrong, it was reciprocated. Mm-hmm. I told the girls, like, I went to Sammy and was like, look, I'm dropping myself out. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm putting my eggs all in Montel's basket. I hate that saying. But he, like, pulled me to the terrace. Mm. He was pulling me for chat.
When I would say that Montel was the biggest grafter.
Yeah, he was.
Because he tried to pull me first as well.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he wanted to play away. Like, he wanted the lads' holiday. Yeah. But, like, even when it came to the second night and we're meant to ask the boys, like, can I stay in your bed?
Yeah.
I didn't even get a chance to. He was literally like, so, do you want to stay in my bed tonight? And I was like, I was going to ask you, but you haven't let me have a chance, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was going to ask next. I was like, if he's doing all this energy, were you just sort of like, oh, I don't really need to graft anyone else?
Yeah.
Like, he's probably just going to pick me. Like, I don't really need to, like,
think
of anything
else.
Yeah,
and because I actually genuinely did like him. Mm. Like, come out of it now, like, and you just think it's not actually that deep. It was only a few days. But when you're in there and you're so living intense with them 24/7, you can't even explain how intense it is.
Mm.
And for me, it was more just like, I felt a bit like mugged off. Like, just tell me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
If you'd have been honest with me, I'd have more respect for you. But the fact that you led me down a garden path that actually wasn't there, that's why now I'm fuming with you.
Yeah, because it's also like, the power is in his hands and he's just really, like, played on that.
But even like our last chat, he did say, he was like, oh, I'm 50-50, but I've got so much more in common with you. You'd slot in my life more, like, you'd slot into my life. My family would really get on with you. So I was just like, oh, okay, actually, maybe, like, he's saying the 50-50 part just so, like, he doesn't really, like, hurt Leah's feelings as much, but he is going to pick me, kind of thing.
Mm.
And we did, like, we were saying to all the boys, like, don't think a recoupling's a marriage proposal. Like, if anything, you're just going to have both of us here.
Exactly.
You're going to have more time with both of us here to decide who you actually do like, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, how Ella's done with Uzi. Like, she's had both of them in the same place. Yeah. It's made her realise, actually, sorry, Uzi, I do want Ty.
She was brave for that.
Yeah, she was brave.
Wow.
But yeah, and then obviously just like round the fire pit, obviously it got shown that he said about the whole, she's just yapping. Oh, I lost my head at that point. Yeah. Well, I just lost my head at the whole.
Because you can't even defend yourself.
No.
Like,
and I was, because obviously he was whispering. I was like, what's he saying? I can't hear him. What's he saying?
He was really rude, though.
He was really rude. Yeah.
The thing is, I don't even think I was rude.
No,
like,
no,
I could have, trust me, on the outside, I would have been a lot.
Yeah.
I was very tame. I just wanted to get my point across. Mm. But he was rude. And I thought, you cheeky son.
Yeah. I wish I was ruder now, looking back.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Could you tell, because obviously watching it, the boys follow around Tyreek, like,
oh my God, literally.
Is it like that in the villa in real life as well?
That is,
he holds
Tyreek's
the villa.
Yeah.
Oh, he actually goes round. He actually goes round going, rent's due, like, I own this villa.
He was saying that.
Literally. Tyreek says jump and they say how high.
Yeah. Okay, and obviously it's like the whole egging the boys on. Like, obviously at the time I didn't know about that.
But
I'll be having words with him when he gets out, that's for sure. But at the same time, like, everyone's going, like, are you annoyed about it? Not really, because, yeah, he might have been like, oh, we'll just go do it. But he didn't actually, like, put our heads together.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
Montel's
yeah,
still a grown man and makes his own decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tariq saying rent due is crazy.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah, you used to say it every day, he'd be like, right, rent due, come yeah, on.
That is his gaff, literally.
That is insane. Yeah. Why? Like, it's so crazy that you can just be like that and, like, everyone is just accepts it. And
yeah,
it's like, all those boys are just like, right, yeah, you're my leader now. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what
yeah,
is it about him?
Do you know, he's just... What you see is what you get. Like, yeah, how he 100%. Is on the... What you see on the episode is Ty.
Yeah. He's just, like, full of charisma, character.
He,
like,
can't sit still.
So lively. Mm.
He, yeah, he gets bored so easy. Like, if he's sat there and, like, nothing's going on, he, like, stands up, he claps, and he's like, right, come on, liven trouble. Up, people.
Yeah.
Liven up, I'm getting bored.
Yeah.
That would drive me up the fucking wall. I'd be like... seconds.
Yeah, it's like one yeah, of the days so we were peace, chilling. We were just, I was sunbathing on Sunday.
I was Amber,
yeah, sun cream fight. Yeah. I'm literally, I get this kiss and I'm like, Ty, piss off. I swear to God. But yeah, he can't, he's always doing something. Like, they're always doing odds on. Like, one of the odds on for me was like, odds on squirting ketchup in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, he can't just sit and chill.
Because yeah, that seems like, because for me, one of my worst nightmares is being bored in that, and like, I feel like it would be really boring. Yeah. So
it's hard.
It seems
hard.
Like, for him, that is like, honestly, think, his yeah, worst nightmare.
Think how long he's been in there yeah, as well. So he's yeah, probably had every conversation possible. Yeah. There's only so many times you can go, what's your favourite colour?
Yeah,
what's
literally,
your favourite meal?
Yeah, it gets boring after a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there anything that he could do that would get him in trouble with the producers?
Yeah, definitely.
The boys would always get told
off. Oh, really?
Yeah, 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 so the voice of God will always be like, boys, change chat. So yeah, like, when you're obviously talking, having like lunch and dinner, you're separate.
Yeah.
And you can't talk about any like storylines or anything.
Right.
And like, us girls.
Sorry, I'm just thinking of all the things that they could talk about. Yeah.
So we'd sing or we'd play charades. Like, yeah, us girls were perfect. Yeah. We never got told off. But the boys, you'd literally hear all the boys.
Yeah.
Boys, stop speculating.
Talking. What,
stop
they were talking about you lot?
Oh. Yeah, right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
I need to get to the bottom of this toilet and shower situation. Yeah. I saw a TikTok of Sanam from the Winter Love Island, and yeah, she was like, oh yeah, there's one shower and there's like two toilets for everybody in there. And she was like, one time I went to go to the toilet and I lift up the toilet and there was just piss all over the seat. And she was like, at this point, she was like, I can't do this anymore. Is it fucking disgusting in there?
Do you know
no,
what? It wasn't that bad.
So. Yeah.
I think the winter one might have been different, but in there you've got three toilets.
Yeah.
There's a shower outside that the boys use. There's one shower inside yeah, the girls use. So the girls pretty much get the whole of the upstairs. The boys only come upstairs to brush their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So us girls will have the upstairs toilet, the boys have the downstairs toilet.
Oh, that is
and
good.
Then yeah, there's also separate, an outside toilet as well, and that's the only one with a lock on.
Yeah, right. It gets cleaned oh every day, so yeah, like, it's not grotty.
Yeah,
us girls didn't care as well because we knew we were the only, like, we were only using that toilet.
Using yeah,
and all the other girls' stuff like just
spread. Yeah, but then there'd be like runners that were tidy it like every night, so you just come up and
we'd
have shit would just be
we'd be searching. Like, there was one morning they're like, girls, you got 10 minutes to get ready, like, and then you're gonna go and have chats and have breakfast, whatever. And I was like, where's my makeup back on?
Yeah,
where's my
everywhere,
toothbrush?
Yeah,
yeah.
What about the other girls from like the original?
Yeah, because they didn't take all their stuff to Casa, yeah, surely.
No,
well, the boys packed for them, but obviously they did a shit job because people were coming in like every 5 minutes and being like, can I grab this for the girls?
Oh, okay. I was thinking that they cannot go without all this
yeah,
stuff because it's ridiculous.
No, no, no. They
yeah,
came when we were there and grabbed like all their stuff.
Oh, right,
yeah,
that dressing room's going to be packed now. They need to get some people.
Yeah.
Because it was packed with the six of us in
yeah,
there, let alone when yeah, there's what, seven,
yeah,
nine?
However many
yeah, however, yeah, yeah.
That's insane. I couldn't, like, even though you're saying there's like a lot of, like one shower though.
It was hard, yeah, especially yeah, that first day when we won raunchy races and we obviously all jumped in the pool. Mm. Obviously, we're submerged, my hair's
soaking,
dripping.
Yeah.
They were like, right, girls, you've got an hour to get ready. I was like, shit. Like, yeah, it takes me 2 hours to wash and dry my hair and stuff. They didn't give us our cases for 45 minutes.
Mm. So, like 15
so we had 15
ready,
minutes to get ready. I literally just didn't even wash the chlorine out of my hair. Uh-huh. That was, how yeah, disgusting is that? Didn't even reapply my makeup.
You just kept the same makeup.
When I'm trying to be getting my way into the villa.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I need these boys
literally,
to fancy me.
Yeah. It was like first night. And I literally looked like crap. Like, I don't even want to look at myself in the
yeah,
mirror.
Yeah, yeah. The shower is hard. Like, you kind of be like, right, I'll be quick. And then it's like, you have like a, right, I'll be next. But then it's like, it just goes down the drain. Yeah. Whoever's there, just get in.
First come.
And is there anything else that shocks you? Because everybody always knows, like, you're only allowed 2 drinks and you don't know the time and all that sort of stuff.
We actually only had one drink a night.
Really?
And I think the first night we didn't even get one.
No.
I swear. It was just juice.
Yeah.
Cocktails that you get.
Yeah, it was just a cocktail, but it was juice.
Yeah, there was nothing in that cocktail. Yeah. When we won the party, and the party was 3 songs.
Really?
So we went mad over winning Raises.
And it was like
we
were 5 minutes long.
Party!
It was like a couple TikTok sounds. So awkward. Everyone was just like two-stepping.
And they were like, come on, girls, you got to dance this. I was like, I can't dance to this shit. Yeah. What is this?
It was so awkward.
And also, when do you know that the cameras have stopped filming as well?
They don't stop ever.
So what about like being naked and stuff?
They just can't air it.
But they see you butt naked.
Yeah, you just
so in the girls' dressing room, if you're talking about anything, so we'd like if we're talking and we want obviously them to maybe put it on the show, you'd have to go like, girls, just pause for a sec because I'm going to be naked.
Right. So like when, because me and my boyfriend, we were just sitting and we were like, you know when Molly and Zach went into like
the hideaway.
Yeah. And obviously, who knows, they might have done their thing. But I was thinking like, if they have like, there's some tape somewhere out there.
They
won't
air
it anymore. Like back in the day, they used to air it, but they don't air it no more.
Literally 24/7.
But even there's even a camera in the toilet.
That was intense, but you just have to ignore it and just do it.
Even like knowing that it wouldn't air, but that someone's in a control room watching me.
That just seems
God knows who in gallery has seen my whole
You're not even like aware though of the cameras. Like
everyone does it.
I guess if it's everyone else and it's like all right,
the amount of people they've seen. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But I would just be pissed off because say like it was like our first time we were in the hideaway and like it was like fuck it, like let's just have sex or whatever. I'll be like, oh, like, this is such a shit way to have sex.
Can we like wait till we're out?
That's why some people don't actually because it's like. No, I want it to just be us two.
Yeah, just us.
Not the 15 people like listening to the sound like. Like, oh, I can hear the bed squeaking. Right, let's get into the recoupling finally. How long does that recoupling take? Because I've heard that Casa one is hours.
It was tell you long, what. Obviously, long. We've got no concept of time. We don't know what time we started.
But we know what time we finished.
We finished. It was 5:30 when we left that villa.
Is the sun not almost fucking rising?
Yeah, like, so when we actually got back to the hold.
The sun was rising.
Yeah, we got back to our holding villa after we'd done like some after sun bits and it was light.
Oh my God. It's like coming back from a night out, but even worse because you're having to deal with the fact you're not on the show.
The past two days
afterwards, we were like, our feet are still killing from standing in them heels for that long.
Couldn't feel my feet.
But why does it take so long? Because obviously on the TV it's 20 minutes or whatever.
Because they do like different versions of like speaking. Like Maya will say like sentences in a few different ways. Mm. And then like she'll do like a couple of walk in and out shots. And then like they'll say like, okay, like Sammy, you stand up, say this. And then say a version of this with the name in. And then so you've got to do like different versions. Yeah. And like there's obviously loads of extra that people say that they cut out. Yeah. And like...
So like when Sammy say, for example, said Amber, would he say Amber multiple times?
And no. Right. So it would kind of go, so he'd say to his speech and it'd be like, so I've decided to recouple with.
And then don't say the name.
Then they'd be like, right, okay, so now Sammy go, I've decided to recouple with and say the name. And then it's like, but Amber, don't walk over straight away. Then it's like, okay, Amber,
so the reaction that we see, like for example, I don't know, when like you weren't picked, that was straight away.
The initial first.
That's as soon as I heard him say, I'm going to stick. Mm. That's my face dropping is the initial. Right.
Yeah.
But then you have to listen to it five more fucking times.
I get it.
Me, all right? Don't rub salt in the wounds too much, please.
Sammy was the first one to choose, so I literally knew the whole time so I was
just,
going. So
you were just like, right, let me just watch this now.
Yeah, I'm popcorn. Yeah, literally.
Can't be asking. I just go back to the hotel.
Let's go now, I'm done.
I do think they would have kept Montel longer, but they put him smack bang in the middle because I kept going into my mic. I was like, I feel sick. I can't do it anymore. Montel next, please.
Yeah.
Was it really nerve-wracking?
Yeah. I didn't know what way it was going to go. Like, everyone had said in the day, like, Tink, you fine, like, sort your wardrobe out kind of thing. Like, I'd unpacked.
Yeah. It was stressful for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, I was all for it because I knew I was going home at that
really?
Point.
Really? I was about to say, did you know going in that he was going to pick Amber over you?
Yeah, 100%. Just because there was like 1% thought, oh, maybe he'll pick me, but like 99% of
I was honestly so shocked. I could not believe that he picked the other.
The way they edited it made it look like, because I didn't say that he said that he preferred me as well, but then later on he'd obviously said that he was unsure. But like, me and Sammy was, and didn't actually speak that much. We had like one conversation after that kiss,
and that was it.
And then there was like 2 days.
But you guys had like, because I remember there was one thing that I laughed at, and it was because I was like, when you said this, I was like, I took a mental note. I was like, I'm going to use this for the future. Because you said you got to get your Grafton boots on, and you were like, my feet are tired.
Feet were hurting.
I didn't even know you said that. That's so funny.
That was like my line.
Do you know what the funniest thing was? That it was the 12 thing for me with Ty. Ty's 12.
Any of those? They were great 12s.
Wait, are you 12 for Ty?
Oh, yeah. 12 loads?
5 times a day. Every outfit, yeah.
That's like an Insta about I 12 for Ty.
Yeah, start a series. Ty's 12s.
He needs to get a collab with 12s.
Oh my God.
You've obviously said a little bit like how not you wish you were ruder, but you didn't realize how rude he was being when you were allowed to say your piece, when you were allowed to sort of say what went on. Do you stand by everything you say? Do you wish you said like a little bit more? Do you wish you sort of like maybe didn't say anything?
Do you know what? I'm glad I said what I said, and I'm probably glad that I didn't say more, because sometimes I do see the red mist and my mouth just takes over and I don't think before I speak. So in that moment, I think actually,
you came across
the response
really well.
That I've had from even girls just being like, it's so empowering, like you standing up for yourself and not take, like not just accepting it from and kind of thing. So actually, I'm glad I said what I said and I didn't say anything more. I think it was the right
amount.
Did they like tee you up to say like was my like,
no,
or were you just like,
no, that
I'm
was
just
purely
that was pure. It was, yeah. So all they say like before is just like, obviously, when Maya speaks to you, just give your honest opinion, blah, 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 blah. But they directed that to like the whole group.
Yeah.
But when Maya spoke to me, that was just, it just
came out.
Yeah, I can't actually remember. I haven't watched it back because I'm just mortified. I can't even.
Yeah,
I don't want to watch it back. But it was just a bit of the whole thing was a blur.
Did you get to say anything to Sammy or Jess like after it?
Yeah, I did actually. I think they cut it out, but I just said, because she was like, oh, like, did you think Sammy was going to pick you? And I was like, no, like, I'm not going to lie, I didn't. But like, I wish them all the best. But I mean, I knew that he was going to fuck Amber off as soon as I came back anyway. So I was kind of like, rather you than me.
Yeah.
I do feel for Amber, to be honest, because she's just been kept in there just because Sammy was single and he needed to pick somebody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
and now she's with Scott, who they're not interested in.
Can we just talk about, I'm sorry. How is this? Right, my girl Amber, I swear to God, right, this girl is putting pillows in between her and Scott, and she has been voted more compatible than 4 other couples. That's my girl right there, I swear. Actually.
It's kind of iconic that she's had like no real actual like romantic chemistry with anyone, and she's still in.
Chilling.
Putting whole pillows, a pillow wall.
Yeah, she's not feeling
why?
It.
Would she not give Scott a chance? Like,
no.
Not her not was she not
said
interested
when
in
they,
her?
When they shared a bed with each other, when we were in there, she was just like, "That no, that was the grossest night's sleep."
Why was it gross?
Because he basically, I need to clear this up because I said this on the Love Island podcast and everyone's like, what do you mean? But he sleeps with a retainer because he grinds his teeth.
Right.
And on the night that he shared a bed with Amber, his retainer fell out and ended up up her bum. He didn't put it up her bum. Obviously, it just fell out in the bed. And we were all joking, like, we were all laughing and joking about it the next morning because she was like, that's so gross, Scott. Your retainer's in the bed.
That's probably why the pillows are there now.
Yeah. But so, yeah, just to clarify, Scott didn't shove it anywhere. It just fell out.
That would put me, like, the first impression of someone is like, their retainer's up you. You'd just be like, fucking hell.
Yeah. Scott's not her type at all.
No. She was very much Sammy.
Yeah.
She really liked Sammy. And I just think, you can just tell from their conversation. She said to Catherine last night, me and Scott are not compatible, and I'm thinking, Amber, she's already been dumped, bab. What are you saying?
And then was there anything in the recoupling that was cut out, which I mean, you guys said that you haven't watched it back, but I guess they're not really going to cut anything out of the recoupling because they want to get all the juicy bits in.
No, I don't.
Did they show Montel how he started his speech?
Yeah, they did.
Because obviously the way he started, the way he started it, like Gabby was like rubbing my arm, she's like, "You're fine." So yeah, obviously I'm stood there thinking, okay, actually maybe he is picking me, and then it was like, but actually, I was like, oh,
yeah. No, I think everything was fair. Yeah. Like, Ella came running over to me first. And I think she thought that, like, me and Tyreek had had a thing that
spoken about.
Mm. And she was like, what was he like? And I was like, he was literally saying, I'm sorry. Oh, like, he's not done anything wrong. Sorry.
Please tell me that he was trying to move to you.
Yeah, literally.
And Leah come over to me as well. Leah and Katie come over to me. Leah was just like, thank you for telling me kind of thing. And I just said, it's like nothing personal against you. Mm. I've literally just met you. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I just knew he wasn't going to be honest. So I wanted you to have the full picture for you to be able to decide what you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were the girls nice when you spoke to them after the recoupling?
We didn't really speak to the girls.
Yeah,
we
had like 2 minutes.
Literally two minutes. Really? Yeah. Ty come straight over to me, hugged me, was like, I'm gutted. Spoke to Leah and Katie.
Yeah. All the boys, all the girls.
Because obviously we'd spent our time with the boys.
Yeah.
I think obviously if you were a bombshell, we've not met you anyway. Yeah. So yeah, you obviously said bye to all the boys as well.
Yeah. And then they literally gave you like 2 minutes to grab your shit and go.
I guess it's like, we need to wrap this before sunrise.
Yeah. Literally, they threw us a bin bag and they were like, just put your essentials in there and like get out. I was like, okay.
What a send off.
I know. Yeah, literally don't even get a case or anything, just a bin bag. Great.
It was savage.
Yeah.
It was savage.
Well, finally, how have you like taken the public reaction? Do you think it's, are you happy with it? Do you think it's fair? Like what people have had to say? Anything that you want to clear your name about or clear like?
I didn't storm off set.
Wait, what's this rumor?
So there's this, my friend sent it me because I'm refusing to search my name.
Yeah.
But she was like, Tink, did you storm off set? That was not like you. And I was like, huh? And then so she'd sent me a screenshot of it and I was like, wasn't me. So yeah, I'm just clearing it up. I didn't storm off set after the recoupling. I took the loss. I took the L.
With grace.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, everyone's being quite positive. Yeah. So I think everyone
we've had
just
such a good response
about
we?
Like the jump from Scott to Sammy. Yeah. But like, I've explained that a million times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scott just
wasn't.
Yeah. He was just feeling Catherine more. Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah. I think. Yeah. Mine's been really positive. Girls have just been like fair play.
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like you never really hear that as well. So that's fab.
Yeah. I think because we're in there for such a short amount of time, you don't really have time to make a negative name for yourself unless it's like something really bad.
Yeah.
And would you do it again if they were to be like, come back next year?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You would.
It was. Do you know what? Best experience. Not even just like the people that you meet on like on screen, off screen, it's a massive family that you're
team.
A part of.
Aww.
And you wouldn't have like, I wouldn't have these five girls without that.
Yeah.
And even the boys as well, but I wouldn't have these five new best friends without it.
Yeah.
I would not change it for the world.
It's a once in a lifetime experience. Like no matter how like long you're in there for, it's still an amazing
experience. If you get approached and they want you on, do it.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you get to speak to the other Castle boys then?
Yeah.
You did.
We've spent a lot of time with Zach, Cody, well Ben not so much, but Cody and Zach, we've spent a lot of time with. They're good lads.
Yeah.
Did you meet? I'm guessing you already met them in Spain, but you couldn't chill with them, right?
Yeah, we couldn't chill.
Yeah, we had
them.
Separate villas, but like the day after we were done, we had to go to their villa and do like filming together and stuff like that.
And that was the first time you met?
Well, apart from like in the villa for like 5 minutes.
Oh, right,
That was the first time we like properly spoke.
We really
got on, didn't we? And we were just chatting about our experiences because obviously we didn't know anything that happened to Catherine Moore and they didn't know anything. And like they told us about like the girls apparently had this massive argument.
Really?
Security had to get involved.
Security!
Apparently
it was that bad that they couldn't air it.
Yeah.
Really? Between what girls?
It was like Ella, Catherine, Whitney and Katie.
Yeah.
And what was it over? Do you know what it was? Over like a boy.
When you're like eavesdropping on conversations and you get the wrong end of the stick.
Right.
Yeah. I think it started with Katie and Whitney. Was it?
I think it was about Zach or something.
Yeah,
it was Zach.
It just sort of like escalated into girls just being girls.
Because going into Casa, Katie and Whitney were like sort of seeing Zach.
But you can kind of tell because did you see when I've seen a clip of Jess when they get the suitcase, like, and they're like, no arguing.
Yeah. She's like, I thought you were arguing again. On scene bits.
And secure, like, what do you think? Almost was like a physical level then of security.
I think they were like getting in each other's grills. I mean, I don't think they would ever hit each other, but I think it was getting that heated that they needed.
We know what girls are like. But yeah, in terms of the Casa Boys, really close. I'm going to be really close to Cody, the Birmingham Gun Boy. We know the same people. Everyone's trying to insinuate that we've got something going on. Just another thing to clarify. But he has not. He's 20 years old. I'm 26.
Fair enough.
Oh, well, thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
If the listeners want to find you guys, where can they find you at?
Instagram, TikTok, TinkRedinXO.
TikTok, Gabrielle Jeffrey.
Lovely.
Bop. Thank you guys for coming on. And we will see you guys soon for a brand new episode. Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.